bow your heads with me this morning. Because, Lord Jesus, without you we can do nothing. Unless this word goes into their hearts, it's going to be a useless word. It'll just float around. And if it's not corralled, obviously it's not going to be harnessed to produce what it needs to produce. So I ask that you would allow your Holy Spirit to just anoint these words and make them come alive for those who have a need, in Jesus' name. This morning, as I searched the heart of the Lord again, sometimes, you know, it's so easy, and other times it's just like, okay, God, nothing's coming. That wasn't the case this morning. I think he ran ahead of me. I mean, you know, sometimes he runs ahead and he just drops it. I hadn't even finished writing a few notes down, and I heard Isaiah 55. And so I want to have you come with me to Isaiah 55. Now, there's an awful lot of meat in here. And it's also a word that has brought life to me in multiples of levels. And I remember when God decided to change some physical torment that I was going through. How many know that if you minister to someone, you just might get some retaliation? Okay? Sometimes you're going to give out a word and you will just find that you're now having pain somewhere where you never had pain before. Well, I had ministered, I think it was a couple, 3 days in a row. I was in Canada. And I had this intense, massive headache. I mean, it was absolutely atrocious. I took everything, nothing worked. There was no release of pain. It was just so intense. Came home, drove home, and I just barely survived, and blaming myself because the accuser was on my case. Okay? The accuser was blaming me, and I was taking the blame. Romans 6:16 says, to whom you submit to, you become a slave to. Do you understand where I'm coming from? If you submit to the thought life that you're in right now, and you submit to those thoughts, you become a slave to those thoughts. Am I right, Ethan? All right. This word is just as much for these young people as it is for adults. Because they're giving out words, and if they get retaliated upon, and they wonder what's wrong with them, God doesn't care whether it's your birthday or not. He wants you to grow up. He doesn't care whether it's somebody else's birthday. He wants you to grow up. You say, why am I picking on the kids? Because they're picking on each other. I did the same thing when I was your age. But God didn't let me get away with it any more than I'm going to let you get away with it. Because I want you to grow up. I want you to become adults. I want you to grow in wisdom. I don't want this word to backfire on you. I want this word to be a defense mechanism like I had to learn. And if I had to learn it, you're going to learn it.
Amen.
All right? You're happy, Mom, huh?
I am, because that's what I said before. Yeah. I have to, you have to.
That's right. If I have to change, then you have to change. Amen?
Amen.
Now, how many have had a confirming voice on that one?
I thought she was talking to kids.
I was, ah!
Oh, you weren't included.
Which kids? Kids, kids. King's kids, amen? So this massive headache, was so intense. I really wanted to just cut it off at the problem. Get rid of the neck and everything up, and it was going to be all right. And it was pounding. And I had a word of knowledge came. Go to Isaiah 55. And I did. Verse 11. So is my word that goes out from your mouth. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The Lord began to show me what I had done. Words are like arrows. Words are like arrows. Words are like arrows. Scripture verifies it. Words are like arrows. They will either get their goal or they'll return to its source. Did you ever speak life to somebody? Did you ever talk to them about Jesus? Did you ever talk to them about the blood of salvation? Did you ever wonder why that within hours you had a massive headache? Uh-huh. What I learned is I was giving out words and they were coming back at me and they were not received. When I give out words to you, you're supposed to receive them. And this word promises that they won't come back void. Did you ever talk to somebody and they've got no attention span whatsoever towards you and they insult you?
Amen.
And you wonder if you're sane?
No.
You wonder if you're going to ever get through to them and wake them up so that they will come alive in Christ? You understand? All that suffering that I went through was because I had given words of life. And when I learned to release those words and let them by the Holy Ghost go back and produce good fruit, I changed. The peace came. The headache went away. What am I saying to you? Words are like seeds. When they go into the ground, that is good, they will produce 30, 60, 90, and 100 fold. What I learned is I had given good words. And the enemy was there, and every word that I released, they took a baseball bat and hit him back to me. And I was getting hit by 101 arrows. I had done absolutely nothing wrong. Now I think I'm nuts! Because you see, I'm watching the word. And I'm saying, God, I gave them your truth. Why couldn't you carry those words to their destination, which was to what? Change hearts. Change the attitude of the mind. That's what that word was for. But they were so intent on staying in their own little space that those words were being hit right back at me. Pow! And did I catch it? I had no clue. A few weeks later, somebody gives me a book, a wonderful book. And in the book, I get to like chapter 3 or 4 or whatever, it don't matter. But there's the intense word about Isaiah 55. That intense word was the very same lesson that God had began to teach me a few weeks before. I remember ministering to people. Ministering healing to them, anointing them with oil,
giving them all of what God had showed me, and on my way home, I can't stand my back. I got an intense backache. How many can relate? And you wonder if you're sane. Guess what? Somebody didn't receive the word you gave them. And there's a retaliation going on. And yes, there's war going on. And yes, you didn't put on your shield. Amen?
Amen.
And your helmet of salvation. Dear darling, would you like to preach this message? What I'm saying to you is you are a gift from God, and when you open your mouth, there's going to be responses. There's going to be results. But if you don't open your mouth because you've fallen into fear, you satisfy the spirit of fear. When the Holy Spirit is interested in changing us, when the Holy Spirit is interested in changing us, we need to make a way for Him. Okay? We need to change what we're doing and adjust to whatever He wants us to do. Now you say, well, is He going to irritate me using people? Yes, He will. He's going to use whoever is in authority, and I'm in authority right now. And I'm going to use whatever means I get and I have in my power to awaken you to wake up, because this is serious business. God is interested in making you mature, men and women of God. This house of prayer was called to intercession, to intercede for these neighborhoods and these people that are hurting. And if you think there's not going to be any backlash, I've got news for you. The enemy is not going to give up his territory without what? And so, yes, there are angels on the job. Yes, there are anointed people that are interested in getting us to grow up. But if we don't cooperate, what happens? We become lawless and rebellious. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You've got to be kidding me. I'm not a witchcraft person. Yes, you are. If you're not interested and focused on what God wants you to do right now, and to listen to what this word says, because I didn't write the word, but I've got the commission from God to teach it to you. I'm interested in getting you to learn how to get free when you are in bondage, and you're all alone in your house, and you're having a wonderful time, except your head's splitting. Or your back is hurting. Or you've wondered if you can't move a leg. What's wrong with you? It just might be you picked up a few arrows along the way. How many have ever gone into a public store and found that they got aches and pains they never had before?
Yeah,
okay. And you wonder, my God, how come everybody else isn't getting this? Just maybe, you didn't put your armor on. And just maybe, they found a weak spot. Not because you did anything wrong. Your light's a little bright. Uh-huh. Your light, the light that emanates from you, irritates what? Irritates the darkness as it pushes into the dark realms. The Holy Spirit is interested in getting you and me to mature and to learn what happens to you when you are on the right path, and the path of righteousness will cause you to have war games. How many had a few war games this past weekend? Thank you. What am I saying? If there are circumstances that are happening in your body, and if there are circumstances that are being pushed on you that are not of God, you need to respond. Yes? Okay. How many have got any pain in their body knowing that it's not from God right now, even as I speak? Would you stand, please?
take a step of faith, stand up. Okay, saints. You see these people standing up? Go lay some hands. They need your help. All right? I want you to declare with me for those that are hurting right now. Say, Lord Jesus, we're standing with your word. The words that have come out of somebody's mouth that has injured this individual. We command to return and fall to the ground. In Jesus' name, we forgive those who are angry with this individual, who are responding to control them. Lord Jesus, release freedom and set them free. I ask that you hold no sin against them. And I command these words that have hurt these people to be canceled right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the blood that washes away any retaliation thoughts that may have entered. In Jesus' name. Loosen your grip. Let go of their life. In Jesus' name. Let all pain be loosed. Right now. Even as we speak. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isaiah 55 will not go out without a gift. Isaiah 55 will not go out without a gift. What's the gift? Freedom. Check your body, girls. By the way, there was a few of you who went out to pray and you're hurting in your own body and God is releasing grace because you chose to obey. How's it feel, girl?
Better.
Better.
Healed in Jesus' name. By His stripes, we have
gone. You say, well, you know, do I have to have 3-4 saints with me every time? No.
It's always nice, though.
It's kind of nice to have the saints lay hands on you when you don't feel well. How are we doing, girl?
They hit the mark.
They hit the mark? They hit your toes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how many know you can't keep your balance if your toes are sore? Somebody's trying to throw you off balance. Yeah, that's right. Isaiah 55 says His word will not return void. It will produce that which was intended. Now, if you and I are under the anointing of the Most High and we are giving out words of life, the intention of our heart is to what? What is the intention of your heart when you're trying to give, minister to someone?
Edify the Spirit.
Edify the Holy Spirit, be obedient, etc., etc. The enemy is now saying, okay, you've got a problem with your body, so you better stop what you're doing. Because if you don't, you're going to get even more pain. How many have ever heard those thoughts before? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, pull down every stronghold, every thought pattern, and make it obedient to what? Make it obedient to the anointing, Christ. Okay? Now, if you don't know how to push back in the realm of the Spirit and say, wait a minute, this word that I gave out was to bring life and not death, then I command that word to go out and produce fruit. Would you do me a favor? Would you close your eyes right now? Would you lift your both hands to the Lord? Say, Lord Jesus, whenever I've given out Words of life.
And they tried to come back.
Or some are still trying.
I'm commanding now.
Just like it says
in Isaiah 55.
Your word, Lord,
that came out of my mouth
will not return void.
It will produce salvation.
It will produce healing.
It will produce deliverance
for the glory of my God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Why am I giving you this?
Because sometimes you don't know how to defend yourself.
And sometimes you just let it continue and you just take another pill.
Amen. Well, I've done it. The easy way out.
I know the pill will work.
I just don't know if God's word will work.
This day I pray this word never releases until your spirit grasps it.
I want you to hold on to this word. I want you to hold on to that promise that whatever words of life that you give out will never return void. It will produce.
It will produce.
It will produce.
As I was looking at this, you see, we don't think sometimes because we have a mellow spirit that somebody would intentionally want to hurt you or destroy you. We just don't think that way.
Is it always intentional, though? Do they just not want to receive the word?
Sometimes it's the spirit that is assigned to them that pushes back on them. They're not conscious of it. And it is not against flesh and blood that your war is on anyway. Ephesians 6:12. Your war is not against flesh and blood. It is negative spirits that don't want to lose their home or to lose their place of destruction. Okay?
Huh? Their seat of power.
Yes, their seat of power. They're using a person. Remember in the demoniac that Jesus was asked by the spirits, okay, of Legion, for permission to enter the pigs. Why?
Same authority we are.
They need a body to work with. They need a physical place to manifest. Did you hear me? They need a physical place to manifest. So what are they going to use? Somebody. Ha ha ha. How about my body? Wouldn't you love to use my body? Has he loved to use my body in the past?
Yeah,
did he enjoy the use of my body multiples of times?
Yeah.
Did he enjoy the use of my mouth?
Yeah.
Did he enjoy the fruit of my sexuality? Yes. Don't be afraid of it. He is here to do one job. How many know the enemy is here to do what? What is the enemy designed for? Okay, so if he's interested in stealing, killing, and destroying, then get a clue who's against you. Jesus says, I have given you all authority. Mark 16 says, when they lay hands on the sick, they will recover. How about mental sickness? You ever lay a hand on your own head? Because sometimes your head's going in the wrong direction. There were times that I've had to lay hands on my own heart because my heart was angry. And I wanted my way. I wanted to sing that song. And did it my way. I've done that. That's why I can associate with those who like it their way. Because I've lived in it. Okay? And I had to lay hands on my own heart and say, Lord Jesus, soften me up. I don't want to get crushed. How many know God gives you a time of grace to get it right and repent? Yes. Because if you don't repent, what happens? He'll crush you. You'll be under the rock too. And I've been there. How many have ever touched the underneath side of the rock? No fun. Why? You're fighting the living God. And you're thinking, oh, this is another devil. Yeah, baloney. You know, the Holy Spirit, in His magnificent way of teaching us and counseling us, is always on the job to adjust us and to release healing to us. But we don't always want to cooperate. Or we don't feel like cooperating. Did you ever get a message from God and you know that if you just simply did it, but you don't feel like it? I don't feel like it anymore. Maybe next week. Maybe when I recover from this mess I'm in. Good heavens, if you recovered more quickly, if you obeyed. Yes?
Yes.
How many know you've got a gift of free will?
I don't know that that's a gift. Huh?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's a gift, and God will honor it, Satan will honor it, and your soul will honor it. You're made up of mind, will, and emotions. That's your soul. Amen? And I've had to overrule my soul. How do you do that? Who can tell me how to overrule your soul?
Rise up.
Your spirit has to rise up. Okay? How? Give me a for instance, and how.
Have a soulless desire to go to a bar and have a drink.
Okay.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with having a drink, but maybe hanging out in this specific bar brings back specific memories when
yeah.
put you in a specific spot that the Lord does not want you in, and you know it.
And
it's
you
one
know
thing
it.
Not to know it and go. It's one thing to know it and
mm-hmm.
to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, no, I'm not going to allow myself to venture into that area. So not only are you making the flesh submit, but now your soulish desire is also submitting to the will of God, which is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but after all, I've got good reasoning behind this because my pastor doesn't listen to me, but the bartender does.
Yeah. And what's wrong with having a drink?
There's nothing wrong.
There's nothing
it's a
wrong
great
with
idea.
Having a drink.
Amen.
I think we should all go for it. We've made the picture place just right.
But you understand. I know, but this happens to people. This same scenario happens to men and women. Okay? This same scenario is very real. But how do you overcome? By a choice of your free will. You can make a quality prayer by simply saying, Lord Jesus, by an act of my free will, I choose to follow you. I choose that if I do go to the bar room, I'm not going to have a drink. I just might minister healing to someone. But if I'm a barfly, I might not be wise to go into that bar room. Because the temptation will be what? Increased. Amen? You're around all weaknesses, and what happens around all weaknesses? How do you choose to change it? There's another way. No, sometimes you need to...
Let me rephrase that. Run to the Lord.
Run to the Lord, okay. One of the things that I had to learn is there were corners in my life that I couldn't change no matter how hard I tried. How many have at least one corner they'd like to change, but they can't? I had to humble myself. James 4:7, humble yourself. I said, Lord, I can't change this corner. This is such a weakness in me, and I know it's there, and I want to change it, but I can't do it. When I admit my weakness, what happens? Then the Word of God, Isaiah 55. Okay? Comes in. What is the word? He will take over where you can't do it. He says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What is Christ in that space? It's the anointing. I need the anointing to strengthen me. I can't do it. And I admit it. And therefore now I lay it down in the Lord's lap. And guess what? He'll begin a healing process. Because I've seen people under the anointing of the law that says, thou shalt not kill. But they've got somebody behind bars in their mind, and every day they kill them over again. Because after all, I'm justified. They've been nasty to me. They used me. They abused me. They did this to me. They did that to me. Yeah, I agree. They did all those things. How about you? Did Jesus treat you with the same anger that you treated him? Or did he choose to release forgiveness before you were even ready to receive it? So he says, freely I have received, freely give forgiveness. So therefore you need to activate your free will, release forgiveness. And what happens? That word will not return void. It will produce the fruit, and the healing will come. Not only in you, but the one that you have actually bound. Matthew 18:18 says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That means if I hold someone in a spiritual prison, they are literally in a spiritual prison, and they cannot move until you, the believer, releases what? Forgiveness. And as they are released, what happens? Isaiah 55 says the word will not return void. It will produce what? Freedom for that person who's bound. And how do we get caught? We get caught by our emotions. After all, they don't deserve to be forgiven. And we have a temper tantrum inside, and we take this little Holy Ghost fit, we think. It's not a Holy Ghost fit. It's a soulish fit. It's a self-satisfaction fit. Now, come on, you guys have never visited that space. But I have. And I had to get over it. And the Lord says, get over it quickly, otherwise what? You stay in bondage for what? Bow your heads, you've had enough. Lord Jesus, today, unless you, by your Spirit, bring life into these words, they will remain in a broken space. But by the Holy Spirit, some of them right now need to release people who have offended and damaged them. I ask for the grace that they would need, Lord, to carry out that commission and to do it quickly, so that healing will be the results and the fruit. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, this word of healing will not return void. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.